الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, continue our readings in the work by عبد الله الوادعية حفظها الله تعالى, entitled نصيحتي للنساء, my advice for the women. In our previous class, we're reading what the author, she is mentioning in closing those points related to disciplining and educating and raising the children. And we are reading what she had mentioned, حفظه الله تعالى, about the fact that guidance is in the hands of Allah. فَالْهِدَايَةُ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ لَبُدَّ مِنْ فِعْلِ الْأَسْبَابِ. But it's an obligation that one must take the means, meaning an obligation upon the parents that they must make the proper effort legislatively and fulfill that right and trust that is upon them with regards to their child. And we have seen, just as the parents have rights upon the children, likewise the children, they have rights upon the parents. Likewise the children, they have rights upon their parents. And that right is that they should be educated and disciplined, and they should be cultivated, the proper cultivation upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the manner that the author, she had mentioned, in those beneficial points. So she's mentioning now that if the parent is not careful and does not fulfill those rights properly, that child could be a means of punishment and retribution for the parent, and a means of failure and loss in this life and the hereafter. And in reality, as has preceded, the children, they are an amana, they are a trust, and thus upon this there is a great trial and test. And the one who fulfills that trust and he performs that properly, then he will have a great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna Allaha indahu ajrun azim. And indeed with Allah is a great reward for those who believe and work righteous deeds and fulfill their duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect. And from that, fulfilling the trust with regards to the children and those under one's authority and care. And she mentioned, حفظه الله تعالى, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. That indeed, from your spouses and from your children, there are enemies for you. There are from them those who are enemies to you. So therefore beware of them. Meaning that sometimes a person's own spouse could be an enemy towards him. Meaning a means to bring about harm and have an ill outcome and effect on the individual, and likewise from his children. And also she mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O you who believe, meaning O you who believe in Allah and believe in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believe in the legislation and the deen of Allah and the accountability in the hereafter. O you who believe, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do not let your wealth and your children detour you or preoccupy you from the remembrance of Allah. Do not let your wealth nor your children turn you away and preoccupy you from the remembrance of Allah. And whoever does this, then indeed they are the losers. So in these verses here we see there is a great warning. There's a great warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a great warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one, he must not comply to the order and the desires of the spouses nor the children in the disobedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That sometimes this will be the case. A person, he'll be tried in his own household. A person may be tried in his own household. A man, a husband, will be tried in his household by his wife or by his children, or by his wife and children, waliyadu billah. And even sometimes it could be opposite to that. And the woman, the wife, the mother, she could be tried in her household likewise by her husband or by her children, or by her husband and her children. So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum fahdharuhum. And indeed, and O you who believe, O you who believe, indeed you have from your spouses and from your children, from your wives and from your children, those who are enemies to you. The enemy is someone who does not want good for a person. Rather, he intends to harm that person and take advantage of that person and misuse that person and lead that person to his failure and destruction. This is the case of the enemy. And Allah, He says, so therefore beware of them. So therefore beware of them. So sometimes maybe a person, he's tried with a spouse, or she's tried with a spouse. Maybe a man is tried with a wife, or a woman is tried with a husband that will call them to disobey Allah. Or that will be negligence with regards to the commandments of Allah, and have no care or concern for the prohibitions of Allah, and will be from those who violate those affairs without any care or concern, or without any honor and respect for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or maybe he will have children that are like that likewise. They're tried with following desires, and they're tried with falling into sins and the likes like this. And they will call the parent, they will call the husband, they will call the mother, and this manner like this will call the wife to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being negligent in performing the obligations, or being heedless and forgetful with regards to avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. So here in these verses, there is a warning from this affair, a warning from complying to the requests and the desires of the spouses and the children in the disobedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which is contrary and in contradiction to the legislation of Allah azza wa jal. And likewise, an indication here that one, he must show preference to the love of Allah and that which is beloved to Allah over the love of his wife and his children, or for her over the love of her husband and her children. So there's a threat here for those who their spouses and their children detour them and mislead them and preoccupy them from the remembrance of Allah, from the remembrance of the blessings and the favors of Allah and the meeting of Allah and the accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who their spouses, their husbands or their wives, those whom their children or their wealth preoccupy them and mislead them and detour them and turn them away from the remembrance of the commandments of Allah and His prohibitions subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a threat here. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. It is these people, they are the losers, meaning the true losers, the true losers, those who have turned away from the remembrance of Allah and the deen of Allah, and from obeying Allah to obeying the desires of their wives and their children. Or for the women, obeying the desires of their husbands and their children and their own souls with regards to this affair and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So no doubt this is great loss. So this is the topic now that the author, she's referring to, حَفِظَهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. She says, فَهُوَ يَكُونُ نِقْمَةً إِذَا كَانَ السَّبَبُ فِي زَيْغِ أَبَوَيْهِ وَفِي شُغْرِهِمَا عَنْ أُمُورِ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنَ الْأَمْثِلَةِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. So she says that this child here could possibly be a niqmah. A niqmah is a means of a foul and bad outcome, a means of punishment, and for the wrath of Allah to befall a person, and the opposite of a blessing. And the blessings, if one does not show the proper thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to them, if one does not show the proper thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to them, then they will turn and change, instead of being blessings, to being the niqmah, to being a means of wrath and retribution and punishment and a foul and wicked outcome. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the blessings, they are called ni'mah. And one, he must show thanks for the blessings and use them properly. And the one who does that, then Allah would increase them in those blessings and put more blessing in the good that one has. And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person are the children and the wealth, and likewise the spouse, a husband for a woman and a wife for a man. These are all from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who does not show thanks properly for these blessings, then these ni'am, they turn into niqam. The ni'mah tatahawwalu ila niqmah fi haqqi hadha al-mufarrit. That these blessings, they turn into means of punishment and wrath, and a means to earn the anger of Allah and the right of this person who is negligent. So she's saying that this child could be a niqmah, a means of punishment, if it is a means for the parents to deviate and go astray and to preoccupy them from the affairs of the religion. It meaning that a person, if he's not careful, his child could be a means to detour him and to mislead him, or to cause him to be negligent with regards to the commandments, or to perpetrate the prohibitions and the likes like this, or to turn away from the religion, or to show preference to the worldly life and the likes of this affair, seeking the pleasure of the child, or seeking to please the child in this manner and the likes like this. And the one who does this, letting their child and their love for their child preoccupy them or turn them away from the affairs of the religion, then this is an example of how that child will be a means of retribution for that parent and not a blessing. So she says, and some examples for this are as follows. Number one, أن الأب يكون مسلما وإذا مرض ولده يسعى الأب في شفاء ولده إلى المنجمين والمشعوذين وهذا كفر ذلك لأنهم يدعون علم الغيب وعلم الغيب لا يعلمه إلا الله. So she says, the first example was that the father, maybe he will be a Muslim. And then if the child becomes sick, the father, he will hasten to seek a means of cure for the child and treatment for the child by going to the astronomers and by going to those musha'widin, yani meaning those people who claim to know the unseen, and from those who are involved in magic, the magicians and the likes like this, and the fortune tellers, so on and so forth. And she says, this is disbelief. This is disbelief because these individuals, they claim to have knowledge of the unseen. And as for the knowledge of the unseen, this is something that no one knows except for Allah. So possibly the child may become sick or have issues. And instead of putting one's faith and trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal and accepting that decree and then working in the means that are lawful and permissible in the legislation of Allah to lighten that sickness or to cure it, sometimes the parent may, because of extreme love for the child and the likes, will go to the people of misguidance seeking a cure, to go to the magicians or the people who claim that they know the unseen, or they know affairs of the unseen, or they can read the stars and give them information of the future or the likes like this, in order to cure the child, or to make spells or potions for them in order to cure the child. This is disbelief because they're claiming that they know the unseen. She says, قال تعالى, the Most High, he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِئَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ, and Allah, he is not going to dispose to you or reveal to you anything from the affairs of the unseen. وَقَالَ, and Allah, he says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ, and with Allah are the keys to the unseen. No one knows them except for him. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ, and to other than this, from the evidences, and he clarifying this affair. So she says, فَعَلَى هَذَا يَقَعُ الْوَالِدُ فِي الْكُفْرِ بِسَبَبِ وَلَدِهِ. So in this manner, the parent may fall into disbelief because of his child, This is just one example of this affair. She says another example, من من الناس من يقصر في الواجب بسبب إيصال الرزق لولده والترفه عليه. And from the people, there are those who fall short in their obligations because of trying to find provision for their child and for their child to have luxury and to be happy and to play. And many times a person, he will neglect obligations that are upon him and show preference to the child, especially in the right of the mother, because the greatest right upon her that she must fulfill after the right of her Lord is the right of her husband. And even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that a woman, she will not perform the right of her Lord until she performs the right of her husband, And many times she will show preference to the love of her child and the desire of her child and the likes like this, and fall short in that right in showing preference to the right of her child. Or other examples, likewise, even sometimes the parents, they will fall into sin trying to earn a living that is unlawful in order to spend on their child to keep the child happy, or allowing the child to obtain items and toys and clothing or even food, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, that is haram and impermissible. And many times the parents, they'll work hard in order to earn this living. And sometimes they will also neglect the right of Allah and that. And they will earn a living that is haram, all in order to provide for their child. Or even they'll take their hard-earned living to purchase items and toys that are haram and impermissible. Some of them even contain shirk and disbelief or disobedience and the likes like this, especially in the likes of these video games that we have today. And other times they will let their child, for example, be negligent by letting them play video games and not checking them and not prohibiting them from the evil, and letting them listen to the music that's on the video games. And even some of them, they'll do that whenever they're in the masjid. And this is a great obligation to cleanse and to purify the masjid from falsehood and from evil and from music and from videos, especially videos related to the worldly life, especially videos that are haram, especially these games and the likes like this. The masjid is not a place for that. Lam tubna al-masajid lihada. The masajid, they were not built for this. The masajid, they were not built for this. So many times the parents, they'll fall into negligence with regards to the obligations in any claiming that they're trying to keep their child happy and they're trying to provide for their child and let their child have a good time and the likes like this. Likewise, she says in point number 3, من الناس من يدخل التلفاز إلى بيته من أجل ترفيه على ولده. And from the people, there are those who bring the television into their home in order to let the child have luxury and to play. وَالتَّلَفِزِيُونَ مُحَرَّمٌ. She says, and the television is haram. لِشْتِمَالِهِ عَلَى مَفَاسِدَ كَثِيرَةٍ مِنْهَا. Because it consists of many evils and ills and bad affairs. And from them, التَّصْوِيرُ, taking pictures. وَآلَاتُ اللَّهْوِ, and also musical instruments. وَالطَّرَبَ, وَالنَّظْرُ الْمَرْأَةِ إِلَى الرَّجْلِ وَالْعَكْسِ, and also has dancing. And the movement of the heart by these musical instruments and rhythms, and also the fact that the woman, she will look at the men, and also the men will look at the women. وَمِنْ اِعْتِنَاقِ أَفْكَارِ أَعْدَاءِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ, and also embracing the ideas of the enemies of Al-Islam and other than that. And this is what comes from the television, and likewise it comes from the internet, and it comes from the YouTube, and it comes from the Facebook, and it comes from these different channels that we have on our devices. So these things, they have to be checked, and the child has to be observed with regards to these affairs. Has to be observed with regards to these affairs. And this is incumbent upon the parent, an obligation. And the one who is negligent in that is not fulfilling that trust. نسأل الله العافية والسلامة والعيانة على أداء الأمانة. She says, فهذا الولد عدو لأبيه وَلَنْ يَنْفَعَهُ وَلَدُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بَلْ سَيَفِرُّ مِنْهُ. She says, so this child here, the example of this child now, he's going to be an enemy to his father, and he will not benefit, his child will not benefit him on the day of resurrection. Rather, he's going to flee from him. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Just as Allah the Most High, He says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. And the meaning of which is, on the day of resurrection, whenever an individual, he will flee from his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his children. And every individual on that day will have that which will suffice him. And meaning every individual will be worried about their own soul. Even as mentioned on the day of resurrection, that the people, they will come to the prophets one after another, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and each one of them will say, nafsi, nafsi, meaning that I'm concerned for myself, at this time, until they come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he will intercede on their behalf. But whenever they come to Nuh, and whenever they come to Ibrahim, and whenever they come to Musa, and whenever they come to Isa, they say, nafsi, nafsi, myself, me, in this manner like this. I cannot help you on this day. So therefore, this is the case. On the day of resurrection, everyone will be concerned with their own soul. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ حُفَاتٍ أُرَاتَ غُرْلًا. That the people, they're going to be resurrected on the day of resurrection with no shoes on and no clothing on, and they're going to be uncircumcised. In some narrations, buhma, buhma, And the companions, they knew what the previous words meant, and they said, we know what these other words mean, O Messenger of Allah, فَمَا الْبُهْمَى. What does buhma mean? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ مَعَهُمْ شَيْءٍ. They'll have nothing with them. They'll have nothing with them. It's mentioned about this verse likewise that individuals on the day of resurrection, they will flee from their beloved ones, those whom they love dearly. Those whom they love dearly, just as Allah is mentioning here, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On the day of resurrection, an individual, he will flee from his own brother and his own mother and his own father and his own wife and his own children, afraid that they may seek a right that they have. Because on that day, the people, they have nothing, and the rights, they will be paid in full, and each one will get his right back on that day. But the means of paying those rights on the day of resurrection is bilhasanat, is with the good deeds, is with the good deeds. And every soul is worried about their own Savior on that day, and they are not willing to spare not even an atom's weight of good that they had performed in their worldly life. So therefore, a person, he must realize this affair and work for the Savior of his own soul first and foremost. And then after that, likewise, in the Savior of his family and his relatives and those who are close to him. And those who are close to him, just as Allah, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire. From a fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Whose fuel is men and stones. So the author, she says, وَمَنْ أُبْتُلِيَتْ بِوَلَدٍ عَاقٍ فَتَدْعُو رَبَّهَا بِهِدَايَتِهِ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. The author, she says now, and that whomsoever, any from you sisters, is tried with a child who is disobedient, then she should call on her Lord to guide him. And Allah the Most High, he says, and your Lord, he says, call on me and I will respond to you. And your Lord, he says, call on me and I will respond to you. So she says, وَحَنَانُ الْأَبُوَّةِ يَكُونُ فِي حُدُودِ الشَّرْ. And the hanan, hananul abuwa, yakunu fi hudud al-shar. That the love and the kindness and the affection of parenthood must be in the limits of the legislation. The love and affection and kindness of parenthood must be in the limits of the legislation. فَمَا يُرْتَكَبُ الْمُحَرَّمَاتُ مِنْ أَجْلِ الْوَلِدِ. So therefore, that means that the muharramat, those affairs that are forbidden and impermissible, they're considered haram, they should never be perpetrated on behalf of the child. They should never be perpetrated for the sake of the child. She says, وَعْلَمِ أَنَّ مِنَ الْعِنَايَةِ بِتَرْبِيَةِ الْأَبْنَاءِ الدُّعَاءَ لَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالصَّلَاحِ وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ لَا تُرَدُّ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي أَحَادِيثَ عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يدعى عليهم ولو بكلمة واحدة فإنها قد تسبب خسارة فتندمين. So she says, you must know likewise, my sister, that from having care and concern in raising the children is to supplicate for them with goodness and rectification. And the supplication of the parent is something that is not rejected, just as has come in a number of narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one should not make dua against the children, not even with one word. Not even with one word. Because this could be a means to lead to their loss and failure, and then you will be in great remorse and regret, my sister. And then you, my sister, will be in great remorse and in regret. فَإِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. Because indeed the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he said, لَا تَدُعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَا تَدُعُوا عَلَىٰ أَوْلَادِكُمْ وَلَا تَدُعُوا عَلَىٰ خَدَمِكُمْ وَلَا تَدُعُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تُوَافِقُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ سَعَتَنَيْنٍ فِيهَا أَطَاءٌ فَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ. So she says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, do not supplicate against yourselves. Do not supplicate against your children. Do not supplicate against your servants. Do not supplicate against your wealth. Because you may be in accordance with Allah the Most High in a specific time or hour of the of the day or night, whenever the provision will come, and he will respond to you. And he'll respond to you. Meaning that there are certain times throughout the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he responds to the supplication. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning in this case, do not make dua against your child. Do not make dua against yourself or your children or against your servants or helpers. Do not make dua against your own wealth and the likes like this, because possibly this will be in accordance with one of those times whenever the supplication is not rejected. Therefore, your supplication and dua, your invocation will be accepted and not rejected. So she says, "Wal hadithu 'inda Abi Dawud min hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah min hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma wa huwa hadithun hasan." وَقَدْ أَخْرَجُهُ مُسْلِمٌ بِدُونِ لَفْظَةِ الْخَدَمِ. She says, and this narration is found in Sunan Abi Dawud from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, and it is a hadith that is considered good, yani hasan, meaning it's an accepted hadith and authentic. And it has been narrated likewise by Al-Imam Muslim without the wording Al-Khadam, yani without mentioning, and do not supplicate against your servants. But the other portion of the narration is found there in Sahih Muslim. So she says, ثُمَّ إِعْلَمِي أَنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَهُمْ لَنَا إِبْتِلَاءً وَاخْتِبَارًا. And then you must know, my sister, that Allah has made the children a test and a trial for us. A test and a trial for us. كَمَا قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Just as Allah the Most High, He has said, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. And indeed, your children and your wealth is nothing except a trial. Is nothing except a trial. She says, وَرَوَى الشَّيْخَانِ فِي صَحِيحَيْهِمَا مِنْ حَدِيثِ حُذَيْفَةَ ابْنِ الْيَمَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنُّهُ قَالَ بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ جُلُوسٌ عِنْدَ عُمَرَ إِذْ قَالَ أَيُّكُمْ يَحْفَظُ قَوْلَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ. And she says, and has been narrated by a shaykhan, meaning al-Bukhari and Muslim, in their two authentic collections from the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu, that he said, one day whenever we were sitting with Umar radiyallahu anhu, he said, which one of you has memorized the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the trials? About the trials. قَالَ فِتْنَةُ الرَّجُلِ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَجَارِهِ يُكَفِّرُهَا الصَّلَاةُ وَالصَّوْمُ وَالصَّدَقَةُ وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ الْحَدِيثِ. So he mentioned radiallahu anhu, Hudhayfa, responding to this question, and he says that the fitna of a man, fitnatu rajul, the fitna and the trials of a man in his family, fitnatu rajuli fi ahlihi, meaning in his wife, his spouse, and his wealth, and his child, and his neighbor, all of this is expiated by the prayer and the fasting and the charity, and by ordering the good and prohibiting the evil until the end of the narration. This is a long narration, but the point is that she's saying now, فَأَثْبَتَ الْفِتْنَةَ فِي هَؤُلَاءِ الْأَسْنَافِ. So in this wording here, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has affirmed that there are trials and tests in these categories here. And these categories here, meaning in the spouse, and meaning in the wealth, and in the child, and in the neighbor, and the likes like this. The person, he's trying with these affairs. He's trying with these affairs. These people have rights upon an individual, he must fulfill them. And likewise, many times because of his desire for something that they have, maybe he will disobey Allah in order to please the likes of those individuals, so on and so forth. Or he will show preference to the love of those people over the love of Allah, and therefore disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَثْبَتَ الْفِتْنَةَ فِي هَؤُلَاءِ الْأَسْنَافِ. So therefore in this narration it's affirmed the fitna and trial in these categories of individuals. وَمِنْهُمُ الْوَلِدِ. And from them, she says, is the child. And this is the evidence in point. هَذَا هُوَ الشَّاهِدِ. إِنْ مَرِضَ حَزِنَ أَبَوَاهُ عَلَيْهِ حَزِنَ أَبَوَاهُ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ مَاتَ كَذَلِكَ. She says, if the child becomes sick, then the parents, they will grieve greatly over the sickness of their child, and even maybe they will die along with him. Maybe they will even die along with him. She says, وَيَجِدَّانِ فِي إِجَادِ السَّعَادَةِ لَهُمْ. وَيَجِدَّانِ فِي إِجَادِ السَّعَادَةِ لَهُ وَالرَّحَةِ كَمَا قَالَ الشَّاعِرِ. And they work hard. The parents, the mother and the father, they work hard trying to bring happiness to the child and ease for the child. Just as the poet has said, رَحَةُ الْإِنسَانِ حَيًّا بَيْنَ حِلْضَنَيْ وَلِدَيْهِ فَإِذَا مَاتَ أَحَالَ بِشَقَى الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْهِ. that the ease of an individual in this life while he's alive is between the lap and the breast of his parents. Any meaning that whenever a person is alive, the easiest time and comfort is whenever he is in the care of his parents, because his parents will work hard to protect him and to keep him safe and happy and in a state of ease and goodness. فَإِذَا مَاتَ أَحَالَ بِشَقَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْهِ. And if they both die, then now at this time the misery of this life befalls him, meaning because he doesn't have that protection and care and that and his parents overseeing his affair as they were before, looking after them and keeping them happy, and looking after them and trying to make them happy and to keep them safe and in a good state and away from harm. So she says, وَيَدْفَعَانِي الْأَذَى أَنْهُ وَالنَّصَبَ وَالشَّاعِرُ يَقُولُ. And likewise, the parents are always trying to protect the child from harm and from hardship. And as the poet says, إِنَّمَا أَوْلَادُنَا بَيْنَنَا أَكْبَادُنَا تَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ لَوْ هَبَّتِ الرِّيحُ عَلَى بَعْضِهِمْ لَمْتَنَعَتْ عَيْنِي مِنَ الْغَمْضِ مِنَ الْغَمْضِ. So she mentions here the lines of poetry that the poet, he says that our children amongst us, akbaduna, they are akbaduna. Akbad is the plural of kebid. And the kebid literally is the liver. But what is intended, none of the hearts. Any meaning that they're a piece of you. The meaning of the line of poetry that our children, they are like a piece of our soul. They are a piece of our flesh. And it's like a piece of our flesh walking on the earth. Like the piece of our hearts and soul walking on the earth. And even if the wind were to fall on one of them, my eyes will not be able to close out of worry for them. Meaning I will get no sleep, absolutely out of worry for my child. Meaning that the person, he loves his child dearly. This is the way of a human being. This love is a normal type of love. And that's in the fitrah of the human being, that he loves his child. That a man, he will love his child, and that a woman, she will love her child. And this is something that is allowed in general, so long as that love does not transgress the limits and cause a person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to neglect the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. And to neglect the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. So she says, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَن يَجْعَلَنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. So therefore we supplicate and ask Allah to make us from those who guide others by way of the truth, and by the truth they rule in justice. They rule in justice. So this is what the author, she has mentioned here in this portion. It has been mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala about these verses here that she had mentioned previously, specifically this one, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. That your wealth and children is nothing but a trial for you. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned in his work Ighathatul Lahafan, he mentioned that Muqatil, he said interpretation of this, أي بلاءٌ وشغلٌ عن الآخرة. That your wealth and your children is a trial for you, meaning a test, it means to preoccupy and busy you from the hereafter. And he mentioned likewise Qadi ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he says, فَلَا تُطِعُوهُمْ فِي مَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ. That indeed your wealth and your children are a trial for you. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he says, so therefore do not obey them in the disobedience of Allah. Your children are a trial for you. So therefore do not obey them in the disobedience of Allah. He says, وقال الزجاج. As Zajjaj, he mentioned, أعلمهم الله عز وجل أن الأموال والأولاد مما يفتنون به. مما يفتنون به. That Allah, He's informing the people here. He's informing the people here that the wealth and the children are from those affairs that a person is tried with regards to. He's tried with regards to that. And if he is tried and does not fulfill those rights, then he will be tested and fall into that, and he will be affected by that. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And then Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned, rahimahullah, he says, وَهَذَا عَامٌ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَوْلَادِ. And this is something that is general with regards to all of the children. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ مَفْتُونٌ بِوَلَدِهِ لِأَنَّهُ رُبَّمَا أَصَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِسَبَبِهِ. He says, rahimahullah, فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ مَفْتُونٌ بِوَلَدِهِ لِأَنَّهُ رُبَّمَا أَصَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِسَبَبِهِ. That indeed a person, he's tried by his child, because possibly he will disobey Allah because of him. وَتَنَاوَلَ الْحَرَامَ لِأَجْلِهِ. And he will partake in that which is impermissible for the sake of his child, وَوَقَعَ فِي الْأَظَائِمِ, and he will fall into major sin and disobedience, إِلَّا مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ, إِلَّا مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, except for the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has saved and protected. So therefore we ask Allah to save us and to protect us from this affair, to aid us in raising our children in a manner that is pleasing to him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his grace and from his mercy that he will help us to raise our children in a manner that is pleasing to him, seeking his pleasure, and to guide us and to guide our children, and to make us firm upon faith and upon obedience to him and his messenger, and to make us and our children and our family and our loved ones obedient to him and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we meet him. In any case, the point that was made earlier and to close with is the obligation of supplicating. The obligation of supplicating and realizing that guidance is in the hands of Allah. To supplicate for the child. Before that, even to supplicate for oneself, to supplicate for one's family members, to supplicate for one's spouse, to supplicate for one's wife, to have guidance. To have guidance, to be firm on the straight path, to be steadfast upon the deen of Allah, and to never supplicate against oneself, nor against one's family, or against one's child or one's wealth. And there was an individual who came to Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he complained about his child. He complained about his child being very disobedient. So Ibn al-Mubarak, he asked him, he says, "Hal da'awta alayhi?" Did you supplicate against him? And the man, he said, yes. He said, "Fa'anta afsadtahu," you're the one who corrupted him. And in one wording, likewise, he said, "Fadhhab," and he said, "Then get out of here. You're the one who corrupted him," meaning it's all your fault. So a person, he should make his tongue accustomed to always remembering Allah and praising Allah and thanking Allah and supplicating for his brothers and sisters and at Islam, and especially his family. So if he becomes, if something happens, then the first thing that will come to his tongue, "Allah yahdika, Allah yahdika," may Allah guide you. May Allah guide you in this manner like this. Yani, this is something that is beautiful, to supplicate in this manner. If you see something that you dislike from your child, to not supplicate against him or to call him names or to make fun of him or to belittle him and the likes like this, but to say, "Allah yahdika, aslahaka Allah, aslahaka Allah," may Allah rectify your affairs. May Allah rectify you. May Allah guide you. This is a beautiful supplication. Even if the child heard that, he should say, "Ameen, ameen. Ameen, ameen." So the point is that to not supplicate against the child, but rather to supplicate for the child. And this is from the noble manners of an upright Muslim. It's been mentioned that from some of the Salaf that it was recognized from one of them that if he became very angry, they knew it. And the way that they knew that he's very angry is because he would say, "Barakallahu feek." He would become very angry, and at that time he would say to them, "Barakallahu feek." Yani, in this manner like this, and may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. And he holding his tongue and holding his soul and checking the reins of his soul with the legislation and prohibiting himself from saying that which he likes to say or wants to say. Yani, from the foul and lowly manners and the bad speech, either cursing out the person or belittling the person or supplicating against the person. Barakallahu feek. Barakallahu feek. And in reality, this is a great supplication. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. So therefore, to have it on the tongue should be moist with supplicating. Whenever we meet our brothers and sisters in this manner like this, a man, he meets his brother, or a sister, she meets his sister, this is how we greet each other. Kayfa haluka, barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khayra, wafakakallah, ahsanallahu ilayk. This is something that is very common for the believers, alhamdulillah, that they supplicate one for the other. Allah yasturuka, may Allah cover your faults. Allah yarda anka, may Allah be pleased with you. In this manner like this, may Allah bless you. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khayra. Even some people that are not aware of this good way, they think that something strange. They say, "Why did he say jazakallahu khayr for me? I didn't even do anything." But you don't have to do anything for your brother to ask Allah to reward you with good. Yani, so this is just a good way to be in general, especially with the children. To make dua for them, especially whenever they're wrong, or especially whenever they make a mistake. And inshallah, the one who is sincere, as she mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And whenever your Lord, he said, "Call on me and I will respond to you. Call on me and I will respond to you." So with that, we have closed the points that the author, she had mentioned with regards to raising the children. The points that she had mentioned, and she mentioned 21 very beneficial points with regards to raising the children. And I advise the sisters to review those points and to review those affairs, because indeed they are very beneficial. And after this, the issue of raising the children continues briefly. And there are a few more topics to discuss that the author, she is mentioning now, that are very beneficial. I mentioned in the previous class that the chapter was closing, and that was actually a mistake. The chapter continues briefly. The points that we discuss here with regards to raising the children, these issues, they have come to a closing. And now there are a few more topics with regards to raising the children and advices from the author. Inshallah, we take them in the classes to come. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.